How's everybody doing this morning? Y'all doing all right this morning? Come on, it's Pentecost Sunday this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, real quick, guys, if you weren't in here when we took up our offering, I know I say this every week, and I'll keep saying it because we want you to be able to. There's a box right over there. When you come in or when you leave, you do not have to wait on the buckets to pass if you're not in here. Just drop your offering right in that box. Amen. Also, guys, I had a couple announcements. If you weren't in here, there's several tables out there. If you need to sign up for a few things, go out there. There's tables out there for the women, the men, the running events, and all the things we talked about. Amen? Come on. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out real fast. The Bible says give tribute, give honor where honor's due. I want to give a shout out right now to Jonathan and Cindy McCormick right here. Come on. Raise your hand, Jonathan and Cindy. Their kids right here beside them three little beautiful little kids there. They are pastors with Ready or Not Ministries. Come on, can we give them a round of applause? They are pastors here with Ready or Not Ministries. They go around the country. They are powerful, powerful, powerful evangelisms. They have a very a sweet evangelistic spirit, and they go around the nation doing tent revivals all over. They just did a 4-day revival in Sturgis. Come on. Praise the Lord. And I had the pleasure to meet him, hang out with this fella, and just a pleasure, and hopefully we'll see what the Lord does. We might have a tent revival, because I know a church that has 23 acres. Huh? I know a church that has 23 acres over there that a tent would look real good on, Scott Roberts. What do you think? Hallelujah. I had somebody even ask me this morning, and this might be a prophetic word that you don't even know about, but somebody asked me this morning, when we going to do a tent revival over on our property? Hey, they didn't even know we had two tent evangelists in here. They didn't even know. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, if you got your Bibles, I want you to open them with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Say amen when you get there. Terry's fast this morning. Today's Pentecost Sunday. Today's Pentecost Sunday, church. 7 weeks. 7 weeks after Easter. 7 weeks after Easter. God poured out his spirit on the disciples of Jesus. 120 of them. The Bible says Jesus, after his resurrection, walked the earth for 40 days with infallible proofs. He was seen by hundreds and hundreds of people, and he was walking the earth for 40 days. He ascends to heaven. He sends his disciples on to Jerusalem, and he tells them to tarry there until the Holy Spirit, and they wait in the upper room, 120 of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Peter started preaching. 3,000 people. Come on. Come on, that's a big church, y'all. 3,000 people were added to the numbers that day. Hallelujah. And the New Testament church was born. Thank you, God. And here we are today. And here we are today. June 8th, 2025 at Restoration Church. Come on, let's give it up for the Constantine High School. Yes, sir. Because of that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we are here today. Can we thank God for it? I mean, really thank God for it. Can we really thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning? Come on. John chapter 3, starting in verse 6. Y'all ready? Everybody say, I'm ready. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Boy, I like that right there. I said, I like that right there. Don't y'all like that right there? You know why I get excited every time I read that? You know why? Because I remember who I used to be. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, you must be born again. The Bible says you must be born again. Everybody say, you must be born again. Maybe you don't remember who you used to be. You must be born again. Listen to this right here. It says the wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Everybody say, the wind blows where it wishes. The wind blows where it wishes. In the scriptures, the Holy Spirit is always likened unto the wind. Say amen, church. When he came in Acts chapter 2, verse 2, on the day of Pentecost, it says that he came like a mighty rushing wind. Look at it. He came like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Amen. And the wind is a type, listen carefully, throughout the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament, the wind is a type of the presence, the power, the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit. Wind can be very devastating. Wind can be so powerful that it can tear down trees. How about that wind we had on Tuesday? Was anybody alive on Tuesday, 4 days ago? I don't know about you, but I'm battling with this tree in my yard. Yeah. Y'all remember that wind we had on Tuesday? Wind is devastating. Wind will tear things up. The wind has the power to move. The wind has the power to create. The wind has the power to destroy. The wind has the power to rearrange. Come on, somebody. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The wind does what it wants to. The wind does what it wants to. About 30 feet above the ground, the wind is always blowing. The windiest part of the year lasts for 7 months. The windiest day of the year, because the wind has patterns. They can track this stuff. The windiest day of the year is December the 31st. The calmest day of the year, if you're planning something outside, come on, is September the 8th. The wind most often comes from the west most of the year. But there are several other months and weeks that the wind comes from the east in July and August. Then the wind comes down from the north, October through February. It's very clear patterns of the wind. Amen? The wind blows where it wants to, as the text says. And then he likens it to, listen to me, because you can hear the sound of it. He says, but you can't tell where it comes from. So he likens it, just so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Amen. Now, wind often is used as the Spirit of God, right? As I said, it's a type. It is a beautiful, beautiful picture of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to boldly say this morning that I want the moving of the Holy Spirit. I want the wind of the Spirit to move in this church this morning. I want the wind to move in this church this morning. Even in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Amen. The word spirit there is breath. Listen to me. They're interchangeable. The breath of God is the Spirit of God. And when it moves on the water, listen. It's like you can be out there, and the first thing you do, you don't see where it's coming from, but you can start to see it. Look. You're on the water. You can start to see the water moving. Come on, church. You can start to see it, but you don't know where it's coming from. Amen. You first see it go across the top of the water. And that's how the Holy Spirit is. Amen. That's how the Holy Spirit is. The Bible says the Holy Spirit came as a mighty rushing wind. And sometimes the wind blows strong. It's powerful. And it's glorious. I'm so thankful we don't have a church that has a bunch of wind resistors up to the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. May we always stay free at Restoration Church. May we always be open to a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it comes like a mighty rushing wind, and sometimes it comes like a gentle breeze. Sometimes it just comes in and just touches you. But I don't care how he moves. I just want him to move. I don't care how he touches you. I just want you to know that over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be done with this in 30 minutes, but I just want him over the next 30 minutes to touch somebody in this service. That's what I want him to do. I don't care how he moves. I just want him to move. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a preacher without the moving of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to be a husband. I don't want to be a father without the moving of the Holy Spirit. Let the wind blow in this church. I said, let the wind blow in this church. Let the wind blow on our personal lives. Let the wind blow on Pentecost Sunday. Let the wind blow on the music. Let the wind blow on the preaching. Let the wind blow on the prayers. Let the wind blow on the praises of God this morning. Hallelujah. God controls the wind. God controls the wind. It does what it wants. The Bible talks about the four winds. Amazing, amazing confirmations. Listen to me very carefully. These are amazing confirmations. Way before the revelation of science. Way before meteorologists ever exist. The Bible talks about the four winds. The north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind. And God is in control of them all. I said God is in control of them all. If you do a study on the winds in the Bible, each one of them have certain characteristics every time they show up. All four of them keep showing up over and over and over and over if you do a study on it. Now listen, when it says a north wind came, that is the direction in which the wind originates. It originated in the north. If it says that a west wind, come on now, this, where did that come from? Thank you. It says a south wind. That's the direction of which the wind originates from. It starts in the north, or west wind, east wind, whatever. The east wind. It talks about, first of all, the east wind. The east wind is a wind of judgment in the scripture. When Pharaoh had a dream of the seven skinny cows in the book of Genesis, the Bible says this in 41 verse 6. It was a prediction about a famine that was coming for 7 years. And the scripture says this, that a blast from the east wind sprang up. A blast from the east wind sprang up, and the cows went from fat to skinny because the famine came. But notice what brought the famine. It was the east wind. The Bible says in Exodus 10:13 that when the plagues were brought onto the Egyptians, that it was the east wind that brought the locusts. Moses stretched out his hand, brought forth an east wind. It was the east wind that brought the locusts. The east wind is the wind of judgment. It is the wind from God that is, it's the judgment of God on that nation. He brought in the east wind, brought the plagues, put the judgment of God on that nation. Look at Hosea 13:15. Though he is faithful and prosperous, come on now, an east wind will come. He's faithful. He's prosperous, but an east wind will come now, and the springs and the fountains will dry up, and they will plunder all the treasures. The winds that blow that we don't enjoy. The winds that blow in our lives, church, I want you to listen to me very carefully. The winds that blow in our lives that we don't enjoy, I'm declaring to you today that they hit all of our lives. Every single one of us are going to go through things. The winds that hit our lives that we don't enjoy, I'm telling you, they're going to hit all of our lives. The bad, the destructive, the stormy winds that tear our life to pieces. And when they come, I want to tell you that even God is the master of the wind. He is in control of the storm in your life. He is in control of the winds that come in your life. And it feels like those winds are destroying our lives. They're tearing us to pieces. They're tearing everything apart. But can I tell you, God is still the master of that wind? I said, can I tell you that God is still the master of that wind that is coming in your life and tearing you apart? God is still in control of that. So the east wind has to do with destruction, has to do with pain, upheaval. Amen? It brings in bad judgment. The east wind brings in correction in our lives. And we think we're forsaken by God, when in reality, God is the master of that wind, and he's doing something, and he's going to use that wind for his glory. Amen? I'm telling you. And then there's the west wind. Watch this. When it blows in from the sea, the west wind blows in, it can change. And suddenly, the season of your life changes. The west wind will come in. And then there's the south wind. It's described as a warm wind. Look at Job 37, 17. He said, why are your garments hot? Look, so why are your garments hot? He asked him. It's coming by the south wind. The south wind brings in the warmth. Why are your garments hot? He said, look what Jesus said in Luke 12. Jesus said, this is Jesus himself. When you see the south wind blow, you say, well, there will be hot weather. Amen? When you see the south wind blow, you say, well, there will be hot weather. Because they recognize, listen to me, that the south wind brings in heat. And then there's the north wind, lastly. And it's a cold wind. And can I tell you that all of these seasons hit our lives? They all hit our lives, church, because I want to tell you this, that destructive winds, they tear our lives to pieces. And we wake up one day and we say, what happened? I got a bad report. I've got this thing in my life. I don't know what to do. God, where are you? And then there's these other times when this wonderful little sweet southern wind, this southern breeze, it'll come in and heat you up and just make you feel good. And good things start, come on somebody, and good things start happening in your life. And all these things that starts going on. And then a north wind will come sometimes. And then sometimes a balmy west wind will come. Amen. All of these seasons. My point is this, God is in control of them all. And he's working all things together for good. I said he's working all things together for good. God is in control of them all. And he's working all things together for good. God uses all those winds to purify you, to sanctify you, and he allows them to draw you closer to him. You better believe it. He allows those winds in your life to purify and sanctify you and draw you closer to him. And my prayer on Pentecost Sunday is let the wind blow. Let the wind blow this morning. Let that spirit move. I don't want to tell him what to do. Amen. Let the wind blow in your life. Don't tell him what to do. The wind blows where it wishes is what my book says. I love the fact that in Psalm 78, it describes two winds. Watch this. It says he caused the west wind to blow in the heavens. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. And you know what happened? Something miraculous happened. Because if you go on and read the next verse, 27, watch this. He rained quail down on them. It talks about how the people were hungry in this whole entire chapter. And he is talking about the needs, and they're in the wilderness. They wanted some meat, and God got the winds to surround them. Come on, somebody. He starts with the east wind, which is the bad, destructive wind. It says he caused the east wind to blow, which is the bad, destructive wind. And then it comes, and then he follows up, and he reaches down there, and he grabs that south wind. He grabs that sweet little, come on somebody. He grabs that sweet little south wind. And then he mixes it up with the east wind. Come on, y'all. You see, I want you to see how, watch what God's doing. Watch him. He takes that east wind, and then he takes that south wind, and he starts mixing them up. And they get in a circular, and then it says, the Bible says that it surrounded the quail. And then it said the quail got in this tunnel. It got in the tunnel, the bad wind and the good wind, and it started doing this, and it's how God works. And it said it picked up the quail, come on, and then it dropped the quail. It dropped the quail on their lap, come on, y'all. And he said, it looks bad. And God says, it looks bad, but I'm going to mix the good in with the bad. And when I'm all done with it, instead of it tearing you up, it's going to take you up. And he said, and look what he said. Look what he said in the next verse. It says they ate. Come on. Go to the next. They ate until they were filled. He said, it looks bad. I'm going to take all the bad and then I'm going to bring the good because that's how God works. Y'all don't believe me.
Y'all don't believe me. Says they were all filled to their desire. If you read it in Exodus, he's talking about the children in the wilderness. It said it was 2 cubits. That's knee deep in quail, y'all. Read it in Exodus. It says that he filled them up. Y'all don't believe it, do you? He took the bad. He mixed it with the good. Come on, church. The wind of God. Woo! It's the wind of God. Sometimes we don't understand why the winds are blowing in our life. We don't understand the harsh winds, the destructive winds. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll be saying, God, stop that wind from blowing. I don't like that wind. I don't want to go through that wind. I don't want to. If you ain't careful, you'll be like, I don't want that wind blowing in my life. But it takes both winds. It takes the east wind, come on, church, and it takes the south wind. It takes both winds. And when you learn that when things are good, he's still good. And when things are bad, he's still good. You gotta. And he works the bad for the good. And you can relax in faith and just raise your hands and hang on to God. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. In the middle of the storm. It takes the good and the bad. Church, come on, somebody. Right in the middle of no matter what's going on all around you. Listen to me. God is in control of the wind. God is in control. He is still the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Those two work in conjunction. The good and the bad work together, church. Those two work in conjunction. And one wind is not as strong as two winds working in your life. Oh. One wind is not as strong as two winds working in your life. One wind cannot bring to you what the two working together will bring. Come on, somebody. One wind's not going to bring to you what the two working together will bring to you. Amen. Come on, church. So even if you're going through harsh winds, you're going through destructive things in your life, it's coming at you, if you'll just hold on to God, if you will just learn to praise him in the storm, you'll find out that he'll mix that south wind with that east wind. Come on, church. And what looks like it was going to destroy you will actually raise you. Woo! You'll come up stronger. You'll come up more blessed. You'll come up the head, not the tail. Come on, I'm preaching better than y'all letting on this morning. I'm working hard up here, Nate. Hallelujah. He'll take that east wind. That wind that's working on every situation of our life. Hallelujah. Can we thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning? He is the wind. He is the wind. He uses the winds of adversity. He'll use the winds of struggle, and he combines them and makes them into winds of blessings. Hallelujah. It's all working together for the good. Y'all just keep on sitting there looking at me. I know where I'm going. Y'all keep on staring at me like that. I know where I'm going. Before this is over, you're going to be a windmill. Except before this is over, you're going to be a windmill. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all just sitting there, but I'm telling you, the river's about to get moving in your life. And the wind's going to blow. Then that old windmill's going to start turning. Oh, come on, you know who I'm talking to. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's you. Turn to the other neighbor and say, that's you, that old windmill. That old windmill's about to get blowing up in here on you. Amen. They all work together. They all work together, church. You follow me? How many of you believe it's all working together? Hey, maybe you're going through a storm. Maybe you're tired and weary. I just want to encourage you this morning that God is using all of it. I said he's using all of it, every bit of it, not to destroy you, but to bless you. Not to destroy you, but to bless you. He wants to get you full of faith. get you full of his spirit, get you full of total dependency on Jesus. Come on, somebody. Get you full of total dependency on Jesus. He makes them all do his work. He controls them all, and he makes them all do his work. The Bible says in Psalms 148, watch this. Praise the Lord from the earth, all you great sea creatures, and fire, and hail, and snow, and clouds. And watch, the stormy winds that fulfill his word. The stormy winds that fulfill the prophecies and the promises and the word of God. You cannot have the word of God fulfilled in your family and in your life without the stormy winds. I'm telling you, it's not sea breeze and sweet breeze all the time, church, but it's the stormy winds that fulfill and bring to pass the promises and the prophecies of God, and it's usually right after a stormy wind that a fulfillment of a promise will come through. Amen. It's usually after a struggle or after a stormy wind, come on, church, that the fulfillment of a promise will come through. Just when you are thinking about giving up. Just when you was thinking about throwing in the towel. That's when you throw your hands up and you say in the middle of the storm, God, I don't know where you are, but I know you're the peace speaker. I don't know where you are, but I know you're the peace speaker. And he knows, according to Mark 4:39, how to step out of the boat and speak to the wind and say, peace be still. Amen. Because he's the peacekeeper. Hallelujah. And when he does, let me tell you, he'll reward you on the other side of that storm. He will reward you on the other side of that storm, church. And he'll fulfill his word through the stormy winds. Come on, shout. Do you believe it? He fulfills his word through the stormy winds. We think it's all just butterflies and rainbows and spirit-sprinkled joy. He fulfills his words through the stormy winds. You know, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 10, we read it in verse 13, that the east wind brought the locusts, right? We read it, but this is interesting, Exodus 10, 19. And then the Lord sent a west wind and took the locusts away. He sent in the east wind. He sent in the east wind was judgment on that nation. Amen. The winds of judgment. He sent in the east wind to bring the locusts, and then the west wind took them away. So if God allows things to hit you and devour you, because that's what locusts do, they devour the harvest, they devour the fruit, and God says, I'm just going to see if you're with me for all the stuff, or if you love me with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And if you'll just hold on, God sent one wind that brought the locusts in, and if you just hold on, he sent another wind that took the locusts away. Amen. If you'll just hold on. If you'll just hold on, church. He sends in the east wind, the devastation, the destruction. Hallelujah. So thankful he's got a wind that can blow any problem you have away. I said, I'm thankful he's got a wind that can blow any problem you have away this morning. You can walk out of here knowing that my God controls the wind in his fist. Amen. God can reverse the wind. I said, God can reverse the wind. Shout amen, somebody. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the doctor said. God can reverse it. I love doctors. I appreciate them. But I'm going to tell you, they don't control the heavens. They don't rule the earth. And the Holy Spirit is more powerful. This wind can blow cancer out of your body. This wind can blow atheism and demons out of your house. This wind can blow addictions away. This wind can reverse the curse and take it out of your... Oh, come on, somebody. This wind will blow anything out of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wind of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Jesus. You know God is revealed in the wind? Come on. Amen, sister. Do you know God is revealed in the wind? If you're having a storm, I want you to picture what I'm saying here real quick. Because if you're going through something and you're battling and you're having a storm, because the Bible's clear, that's when God shows up. He uses the wind as his vehicle. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 22:11, he rode upon a cherub and flew. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. Amen. If the wind is blowing, you may not see. I want to tell you, you might not see and feel God when you're on top of a mountain on a sunshiny day. And then there's those days when the winds blow in your life. And it's like a category 5 church. But I promise you, according to that text, that's what he rides in on. He's mighty and he's strong and he controls the wings of the wind. Look at Psalms 104, verse 3. He makes the cloud his chariots and he walks on the wings of the wind. Don't resent the wind. Don't resent the wind, church. That's how God comes to you. It's how he gets things done. It's how he gets things done. Don't resent the wind. Nahum 1:3. The Lord has his way. Listen to this. Listen to me. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind. In the whirlwind. Everybody say whirlwind. When it feels like your life's going crazy. When it feels like you're losing and being torn to pieces. The Bible said that God answered Job in Job 38:1. Does anybody feel like you've ever been in a storm like Job? Come on, somebody. Do you? God answered Job, not out of sunshine, out of the whirlwind. He answered him out of the whirlwind, church. When God's going to let his voice be released, he speaks to his people. They're in the whirlwinds of life. Amen. When you feel like it's out of control, that's when his voice begins to boom. That's when his voice begins to boom. And his voice starts saying, you can do it. Don't give up. Don't quit. I'm with you. I promise I'll never leave you. I promise I'll never forsake you. Come on and thank the Lord for his promise. Hallelujah. He controls the wind. He controls the wind. Isaiah 59:19. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit, and the word spirit in Hebrew means breath. The word spirit in Hebrew means breath. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the wind of God will lift up a standard against him. Amen? Don't resist the east wind and the south and the west. Tell God to just let it flow. Because if he releases one of them, he'll release the other. If he releases one of them, he'll release the other one. Amen. Hallelujah. God has always been in the wind. God has always been in the wind. In Genesis, at the beginning of creation, he formed man and breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. He's always been in the wind. Let him breathe on you this morning. Let him breathe on you this morning, church. Let him breathe on you. We need the wind of God. We need the breath of God. I need the wind of God on my preaching. We need the wind of God on our singing. Hallelujah. We need the wind of God to touch this church. It's nothing without the Holy Spirit. This is nothing without the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the word killeth, but the spirit or the wind brings to life. And Ezekiel proved it in chapter 37. I said the word killeth, but the spirit brings life. And Ezekiel proved it in chapter 37. He got in the valley of dry bones. The Bible says in verse 2, they were scattered and mixed. Have y'all ever read that? Have you ever read that they were scattered and mixed all over? Huh? That they're scattered, then they're mixed across the ground. That means that Bill's bones was mixed up with Tom's bones. And Sally's rib was over there with Bobby's skull. And that one over here is Sue's. And come on. They was all scattered and mixed up. Have you ever felt like you've been through such a storm that your everything, come on, bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh, family member and family members all torn to pieces? And God asked that part. Listen, he asked that prophet a powerful question. He said, I know it looks bad. Almost sounds like an order at the Waffle House. It's scattered and smothered and buttered and battered and come on, somebody. Looking like a... And then he said in verse 3, he asked that prophet a powerful question. And he said in verse 3, he said, can these bones still live? Come on. He said, can these bones still live? You think I can do anything with this scattered mess and this all mixed up, jumbled up, tore up mess that's going on? You think I can do anything with that, Elijah? And he replied, look, oh Lord, you know the answer. He said, you know the answer to that, O Lord. And then the Lord said, prophesy to these bones. He said, open your mouth and speak life. And then he said in verse 9, watch this, and speak to the four winds. Oh! He said, speak to the four winds. You got to speak to all of them. Come on and prophesy to these bones. You open your mouth and you speak to the four winds. Prophesy to the wind. All of them. It takes all of them. Amen. Come on. This is the revelation. This is the revelation. It takes all the winds to bring the revival. All of them. It takes the good and the bad and the ugly. It takes all the winds to bring the revival. You can't have a revival with everything going perfect in your life. You can't even really get into the greatest moves of God until you've gone through the storm and you've gone through the heat and then you've gone through the cold and then you've gone through the balmy breeze and then you've gone through the hot southern breeze. Come on, somebody. And then when you've done that, and if you'll just stand right there and say, Lord, I'm asking for the wind to blow on these scattered bones. Come on, if you'll just hang on through all four of them. And then all of a sudden I can see it in my mind. I can see it in my mind. The foot bone runs over, gets connected to the leg bone. The leg bone gets over with Sally's over that hip bone. Come on, church. I can see it in my mind. All the winds are working. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't care how messed up your life is. I don't care how messed up your family is. When the wind begins to blow, it blows out unforgiveness. It blows out atheism. It blows out demonic lies. It blows out addiction. It blows out alcoholism. It blows out hatred. It blows out unforgiveness. It blows. Oh, come on, church. Woo. When the wind starts blowing in your life, hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a mighty praise in here. You can't give me a Pentecostal amen, I'll take a Baptist nod this morning. Just give me a Baptist nod, that's all. That's all. Come on. Come on, I'm almost done. A couple minutes here. And we're going to end with a song. And ain't nobody leaving. Because the Spirit's fixing to move in here. If you ever go out west, or even up north in Michigan, or you're going into Ohio, out back into Van Wert in the back way, into Ohio, y'all know what I'm talking about, but they have a lot of these windmills. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about, especially out in the big open areas, out in the desert. If you go out toward Vegas and out toward California and through them routes, there's some of y'all been out through there, I was talking about this, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And they place these windmills because they know where the air's going. They know the direction of the air's going. And they learned where the current is. And they place all of these windmills, man. There's hundreds of them. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Thousands of them. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So they've learned where the current is, and there's thousands of them. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable if you've seen them. And the strangest thing, is you see thousands of them spinning. Thousands of them. But always, there's one in there. And I just want to say this, church, 1,000 windmills can't be wrong. If the Spirit's always moving over here, and then the Spirit's always moving over there, and you're sitting there like, yeah. I don't know about you, but I say, Lord, let it blow in this house this morning. Lord, let it blow in this house this morning. God, I'm so tired of dead religion. My sail's up. I'm ready. Are y'all ready? Holy Spirit, however you want to do it. If it comes from the top of the corner of the bleachers, blow. I don't care. However you want to do it, just blow. Hallelujah. All you got to do is get one in every row. Come on. And if you can get one in every row, come on, church. If you can get one in every row. And how long are you going to sit there like this? When the Spirit's moving all around you. Come on. Come on, when the Spirit's moving all around you. How long are you going to sit there like that? At some point, you got to say, here I am, Lord. Blow on me right here, Lord, and I'll respond. I want to be a windmill. Come on and praise him this morning. Tell somebody to be a wind chaser. I said, tell somebody to be a wind chaser. Oh, y'all are dead this morning. Be a wind chaser. Be a wind chaser. Get your sail up. Get your old windmill to moving again.
Well, I'm just waiting on God to speak to me.
And everybody around you is like, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I'm like, well, I'm just waiting on God to speak to me.
Get your wind moving. Praise God. 1,000 windmills can't be wrong. It's blowing. You just ain't receiving. Whew. Well, I like his sermon. That's good preaching, Pastor Jamie. I agree. Y'all, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I close with this. Nobody's leaving this room. Acts chapter 2. Lock the door, Kurt. He got up and went over there. I want 5 more minutes of your time. I'm going to get it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Everybody say that's today. Everybody say that's today. They were all with one accord in one place. I want Restoration Church to be that church service this morning where they were all in one accord in one place. I want every windmill going in here this morning with no resistance. Come on, everybody. They were in one place in one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I want to be sensitive to that wind.